GOB66 Vintage Birds. Waiting while Hawkeye found more ways to spend my hard-earned in George at Asda, my eye's corner spied the herring gulls on the grass verge, and their behaviour held my attention. We had a shower last night, so the verges were damp, and despite being less than a mile from an ebbing tide, half a dozen gulls were paddling for worms, clomping up and down on the sward like kids playing in their parents' shoes. I can't remember when I first saw this behaviour, years ago for sure. It got me to thinking about what sort of birder I've slowly become, and I realised that birding, not unlike drinking alcohol, has followed a career. You start out unaware of booze, then become fascinated and take a tentative teenage tipple, before rushing headlong into the student bar or music club. Similarly, birds slowly register things of grace and beauty that behave in fascinating ways before becoming an obsession. My alcohol use peaked in my late 20s and early 30s when the pub was the focus of my social life. Birding followed a similar path, filling my spare time until I began chasing variety, like the late-night emptying of an hotel's room's minibar. My work with substance abusers made drinking close to where I worked inappropriate, and when I bought my first car, I found myself going to new pubs making half a shandy last several hours or drinking a G&T without the G. That was when I stopped twitching and turned instead to foreign trips, and some years on, working a patch. I may slip out and twitch a world life if it turns up close to home, just as I might have a cold beer on a really hot day, or a vodka and tonic at Christmas, but twitching and boozing are fast-fading memories. I may go for a local tip or a lifer once a year these days, if that, and have a cupboard full of bottles that I have to dust off if I ever take them out at all. If I do take a drink, I savour the flavour and allow its mild intoxication to stay just that, mild. So I've come full circle and find myself once again birding because of a fascination with what birds do and what they are, rather than how many new ones I can tick. My ID skills go on improving, but they come at poor second place to general observation. Before I was a birder, my dad took me fishing. When sitting by the edge of a lake, with reeds on two sides and trees behind you, you're virtually in a hide. Whatever swam or flew was often close by, and I recall seeing great crested grebes in their mating dance and a cuckoo ousting its reed warbler step siblings. Field mice ate our bread bait, and grass snakes swam up to us and rustled by. I realized I'd become a nature lover by counting how many bites I missed because my float disappeared without me noticing it, as I was preoccupied with dragonflies buzzing my head or spotted flycatchers looping from their perch to bag yet another midge. I now know I've come full circle because I'm once again just enjoying what I see rather than looking for new pastures. It pays dividends too. In over 50 years, I've never seen a water rail in flight, and yet this year I've seen this happen twice in different places, a few weeks apart. Yesterday my son told me he had seen a couple of tree creepers actually perched on a fence post, and realised he'd only ever seen them work their way up a tree trunk or bough, never perched before. I think this circle has turned for many people, although the most thumb birding literature is still about ID rather than bird behaviour, as it was in Gilbert White's day.